Oh, I just wanted to say the reason, if anybody who isn't following the feedback thread is not sure why we're making all these changes all of a sudden, is that we've been really following, you know, Veer and I know Matrice and myself have been really following the feedback thread, and there has been a lot of concern about rotation animations versus translations. And Matrice and Gaia wrote a great article explaining, you know, why we've made these changes. Basically, we're trying to get the face bones for at least human avatars when you're using rotation only to get the best possible animation that you can with just rotation only. That was, you know, the reason behind moving the bones is to try to get better rotation animations. And we did a lot of updating of the sliders because we were trying to get as many sliders to work with scaling as much as possible, so that people who wanted to use translation animations would be able to use translation animations and the sliders or custom bone positions, and have the sliders still have some effects. So that would make non-human avatars more responsive to the sliders, but also would make animating human faces with translations work better with the sliders as well. So that's why we were trying to write all these changes in the last week or so. And most of the suggestions that we implemented were from Mel. He gave some really great suggestions as to improve the rotations and stuff like that. So just to get anybody who wasn't following the feedback, that's why we were doing what we were doing.
Yeah, that description page that talks about the changes gives gives a good summary, I think, of one of the big issues, which is that you know, the system originally as designed had you know, animations only affected rotation, and then sliders could affect scale and translation. And so basically the two worked kind of independently of each other, and you never had a conflict. However, in recent years, through a kind of a complicated sequence of events, we've wound up with animations that do affect translations, and that is which obviously gives you a lot more flexibility and lets you make nicer looking animations, but it also adds a lot more potential for conflict, and in particular sliders and animations can wind up fighting over that translation component. And I don't think there's any perfect solution for that, but there's you know, we're doing, you know, as much as we can to allow people to operate in that kind of independent you know, operations mode, if they want to try to do animations that don't include a translation component for that reason.
Maybe it's interesting to know that I mentioned it before that we have used an animation which is about 3 months old for testing what we have done over the past 3 weeks. And we found that the animation works pretty well on the face, although the skeleton has changed and the slider system has changed so much. The mouse no longer is affected. So when you play an animation and you use the slider system to move the mouse up, down, right, and left, or change the lip widths and all this stuff, all of this works much more fluently as 2 weeks before. And it works on very old animations also. So I guess that what we have now is pretty stable and easy to animate. For example, if you want to make a simple mouse animation, actually, all you need to animate is the jawbone. All other mouse bones, the lower lips, and all that, they just follow. This was not so before. Before we had a lot of bones which needed to be tweaked when you wanted to get a decent mouse animation. So this is, I hope, good news.
Because before you had to, when you rotated the jaw, you had to rotate the teeth. right? The lower teeth in order to, and the lips in order to get everything to move. No, I think the lips were to the jaw.
No, it was not such a big problem, but since the it was more related to different slider combinations. With the last reparenting of the lips to the teeth, many definitions in the slider system could be deleted, which have been there before to fix position issues when the mouse position changes, and this reduced the amount of translation which is added by the sliders, and this in turn reduces the amount of interference between the sliders and animations. And I believe that now the mouse part is pretty stable when we look at the sliders. So it should move in the same way regardless of the slider settings, more or less. I haven't tested all the millions of slider combinations, but those which move the mouse significantly up and down and all this, they really work just out of the box without any big thinking about how to fix things.